Master, when you see one of them, say, your horse is getting poor, what are you feeding? Feeding grass. Feeding grass. Just turn him loose and let him get it himself, and they call it feeding him grass.
How were those horses ridden, the Indian ponies?
Well, they rode them straddling. They straddled them.
No saddle or anything?
Well, most of them had saddles of some description. Some be awful sorry saddles. Some of them very, very good saddles.
Just something to sit on, huh?
Yeah.
Did they ever fall off their horses, or were they pretty good?
Oh, they way back yonder. You see, we had the Chickasaw and Cherokee end in here. Well, they was very sensible. They had good horses. And they had more or less good saddles. And I can remember when they was about the only Indians you saw here, you'd see six or eight of them come riding in here on horses that they didn't have. They didn't go to no barber shop. They had their hair plaited just like one, hang plumb down in the saddle. And they didn't use a bridle on them. With bits in their mouth, they used a hackamore, what was a halter contraption.
Made out of rope?
Yeah, made out of rope. That's right. Hackamore.
What did they do? Start riding when they were very young?
I couldn't say about that. I just wouldn't know. I wasn't right around their families when they was growing up. I'd just see them occasionally when they come to Arden. Another thing about them that I saw here with the Cherokees and Chickasaws, where every one of them stopped and got out and tied his horse, they all did. And one of them went to the store, they all went in. And they traded and got what they wanted when they could make you understand them. And they came out and bothered nobody and went on their way.
Did they speak English?
Nah, not to do much good. They generally have one that could talk a little bit, you know, that would tell the grossman what they wanted. Yeah. And I noticed they had peculiar loud colored shirts on. They, you know, a nigger likes a loud shirt. Well, the Indian yellow's bag used to be. Loud colored shirt.
They didn't use horseshoes, huh?
No, they didn't have time for horseshoes. That's too much work. It's a big job to put a shoe on.
What do you do?
Well, you have to make that hoof come down a little bit. You can't make it bigger. And what you want to do is to draw it in a little bit and widen the shoe out. Now, I'll show you. Can you see where the nail is supposed to go there? The foundation of a horse's foot is, oh, no, hardly what to call it, but out around the edges and the wall of his foot, that's a hoof. It gets as hard as a buckhorn. Well, if you get in here on the inside of the wall of that hoof, you affect the foundation, and a lot of times you'll drive the nail in and if you drive it up too quick, you're liable to get a bloody foot. You have to watch that, so you have to pull that shoe out, widen it out, still at the same time, have it long enough. And that you don't quicken, they call it quicken. So it'll stay, this nail, a horseshoe nail, you know, it's got a bevel on it.